美国之音英语教学，请听美国习惯用语。
跟亲戚住在一起有的时候很不容易，我姑姑生病以后一直由我来照顾，她整天抱怨这个抱怨那个，昨天我真跟她急了，差点跟她吵起来，好在我最后 came to my senses， 最后还是克制住了。我们今天要学的习惯用语就是 come to one's senses， 用在这里就十分贴切。 come to one's senses 这个习惯用语是恢复理性醒悟过来的意思。我姑姑得的病啊，症状之一就是浑身疼痛，这自然会影响到她的情绪，我应该体谅她才对，好在我 come to my senses 没有对她发火。下面这个例句里的父亲希望自己的女儿 Marie 能醒悟过来， come to her senses， 为什么呢？让我们听听她是怎么说的。
Marie hasn't had much success as a dancer in New York City. Despite her talent, there's too much competition and not enough opportunity. I think she needs to be more realistic about what she's doing with her life. If you ask me, she should come to her senses.
Mary 到纽约去做舞蹈演员并不太成功，虽然她很有才华，但无奈竞争太激烈，机会又不多。我觉得她要现实一些，决定自己应该做什么，我希望她能够醒悟过来。
不过我倒是觉得应该鼓励年轻人去追求自己的梦想，即使他们的梦想有时候并不现实，这跟有些人的执迷不悟不一样。我有个朋友啊，一心要把房间刷成黑色，房间本来就不大，光线又不好，我真希望 he will come to his senses， 否则他一定会后悔。在美国，买房子买车都是大开销，一定要三思而后行，千万不能头脑发热。我们听听下面这对夫妇的经历。
After our neighbors took us for a ride in their convertible, we thought about buying one.But we realized we weren't using very good judgment. There's nothing wrong with the car we have now, so we've come to our senses and decided to save our money instead.
这位先生说，我们的邻居开着他们的敞篷车带我们去兜风，我们也动心了，想买一辆。但是我们后来意识到，这完全是一时冲动。我们现在的车并没有什么毛病，所以我们顿然醒悟，决定还是把钱存起来。
我的同事前一段时间也曾经想买车，他计算了一下养车的开销，要保养，买停车位，还要买保险。
That's when he came to his senses.
现在他需要的时候就上网去租车，然后在附近取车，按小时计价，完全可以满足他的要求。
以上您收听的是美国之音英语教学节目《美国习惯用语》。